Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And you're listening to Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern of the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio here today, live and in living color, we have Fox and the Bear back on the program. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good.
We're wonderful.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Oh, it hasn't been that long.
It actually hasn't.
It was like too long ago.
It was like towards the end of winter, and you had just released a single. And
yeah, so I guess like right after that, we probably had our studio session booked.
Yeah.
For our album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And
yeah.
You exploded in all sorts of new music.
Thank goodness. It's taken years, but yeah. It's happened. So that's mm-hmm. good.
About six. I counted them.
Yes. Oh, you're so good at math.
Nothing gets by you.
Yeah. But it's, I think the timing is good because I think if we had done anything faster.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just wouldn't have been right.
Yeah. So, but we're happy. Thank you for having us. We're so
well,
happy to be here.
Well, thanks for being here. What would you like to play for us first before we get talking here?
Yeah. So, the first one we're going to play is off the new album.
That's good.
Yeah. Dropped in September 5th and it's called Autonomy. And, this one is kind of, it was in a season of where I knew I needed to make some changes, but felt very, very stuck and isolated. So it just kind of, this one I wrote in like a couple of sessions, which doesn't really happen. So,
okay.
Yeah, I hope you like it.
Okay. Here's Fox and the Bear on Hunter at Sunrise.
Crying while I vacuum the carpet, the lines that the shark leave help me feel some kind of control. Wondering if I could be happy, and I really happy at all. 'Cause I feel like my autonomy's been compromised. Is this the deal? Like my life, it don't taste right, but I swallow, 'cause I want you here behind my lips and teeth. But I'm carving out myself now, in my self-doubt, isolation, it's just spelled out with four letters now. Tell me what's real. city. The part of life that leaves you polarized.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Fox and the Bear.
Thank you.
Here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, this is up on Facebook right now as a live feed. So if you see it in your feed, just share it with your friends so everyone can see Fox and the Bear this morning. Well, I must say, an incredible album. Congratulations number two. This is number two.
Yeah.
And it feels like home.
Yes.
Why did you call it Feels Like Home? There's no song on there called Feels Like Home.
Yeah.
You ask the good questions, Hunter.
We came.
I do?
You do.
You
do.
We came to the conclusion that there's so many different themes in the songs, but the thing that tied them all together was it was patterns that needed to be unraveled or more ingrained. Like, there's things that you can take from your upbringing that are good, and there's things that you can take that you don't need to wear anymore. You need to take that off. So that was the theme that we found. And whether or not it's good or bad, sometimes it can feel familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these patterns that we run into in life.
Yeah, and I think the place that we were writing from in general, like, that was the big stuff that we were, I think, tackling and focusing on in this part of our life, in the season of life. So that's what we noticed. We were like, okay, some of this, when we're writing, feels like, you know, good and feels like home. And then the other part's like, oh, that feels like home in like a negative way. Like, oh, I don't really like that.
It's like burnt popcorn.
Like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So
you got to take the good with the bad.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And then you just have to kind of like filter that through, you know, like reframe or process and things like that. So,
Yeah.
Now, this is the follow-up to We Will Be All Right, which came out in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I think people will notice a difference in this album from the first one. And why don't you talk about that a little?
We've done a lot of upgrading, well, we hope, with our songwriting. But we also have added an addition. We now have a drummer working with us, Gordon Hughes. Yes. And he's phenomenal. We really lucked out. We just happened to be friends with him. And then one day we're like, hey, Gordon, do you think you'd want to like be a part of our band? Or something?
You want to be in our band?
And he said yes. So we're really stoked. So that's why we don't have the suitcase drum like we usually do today, because we kind of want to build that anticipation to introduce everyone to Gordon at our release show.
Yeah, and that release show is coming up on the 20th of September, correct?
Yes, that'll be at the Annex here in Norfolk.
A place I've never been to. Have you been there?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We've played a show there before. It's amazing.
No, it's a great...
They've done a really great job at creating a cool environment.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a little gem of Norfolk right now, I think, because it's a nice in-between for artists. Like, you know, the artists that are stomping the pavement here in Ghent, like, you know, it's not out of reach, and it's just a wonderful
and out of town artist too. It's a nice
it can host everybody.
You don't have to sell out the amphitheater, but you can meet your fans who may have been here in Virginia waiting for you. So
now, for people who are the fans of the suitcase, the suitcase will be there,
and as are we. We still love it.
Yes,
the suitcase will be there.
It'll make an appearance.
We have
signing autographs later.
Yes, exactly. You can come take pictures.
A meet and greet at the beginning of the night.
Pictures. You can do a little, you know, expo.
Yeah.
We like the suitcase.
Yes,
we do. We love
the
suitcase.
There's nothing wrong with the suitcase.
But I'm sure we'll love the drummer, too.
Yeah,
he's great, and he's so talented.
We're very confident you're going to like Gordon.
He was a really great component, I think, to helping us with this project, because not being in a slump, because when we were writing... we would bring, like, I brought a couple songs. I hadn't had any kind of rhythm. And I was just like, Gordon, I don't know what to do with this. Like, can you just, and he's like, oh yeah. And he was like, and I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, this is amazing. This is what a professional does.
We're not used to this.
I know. It's like, what?
You're like half a drummer. It's just your feet. Yeah. So you're missing some stuff there.
Yeah. So come support Gordon. Come support the suitcase. September 20th.
So the album actually comes out on September 5th.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And that means you can stream it anywhere and buy it somewhere. Or is there hard copies, or are you just going streaming?
So the thing we kept running into, we had CDs last go around, and everyone just kept asking us for vinyl, and they wouldn't buy our CDs. So this go around, we're only selling vinyl.
We're selling,
we've
like
listened to our
tapes.
Fan base. That's what they wanted, and that is what they shall get.
Is this any kind of fancy vinyl, like pictures on the vinyl?
Yeah, it's got the album cover, and it's we're very proud of it. It's very weird to have a vinyl finally.
Yeah.
We feel like big kids now in the music
world. Right now, we don't have it up on our website as experiencing some things. So if you like message us and we can do that, we can like sell the vinyl through there, that platform. But it actually, the artwork was done by our older sister, who's a very talented artist.
Becoming more and more a family affair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, so if you see it, take a look. And we gave her like all the little themes and like, you know, we were like, Gina likes hunter green and I like yellow. And she was like working all those colors into it. So she did a great job. So it's nice to... She's always like, you should have made me the drummer. So it's nice that...
We were able to do a trade.
Yeah, we were like, but you're so good at painting. Yeah.
You're the artist.
Yes, you're the artist. You're the Picasso.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're talking a lot. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We're talking with the Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. By the way, they are Jamie and Gina Anderson.
Yes.
Just in case you want to know, we're talking to... We're not talking to a fox and
a bear. This isn't like some kind of fever dream.
Yeah. What else would you like to do for us? I know you're doing all songs from the new record here today.
Yeah. We're going to do another one that you guys haven't heard yet. This one's called Fleeting Love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We played this last Sunday.
Oh, wow.
On the show.
What a coinky dink.
Well,
so
it was very interesting that you started with a solo, and I wasn't used to that, and it was very nice.
So this one I started writing, I'll correct myself, when I was like 16, and I trashed it and rewrote it several times over, and I think I finally got it right this time.
Yes, you did. It's a very nice song.
Thank you. It's gone through many different versions, so I think this song, more than anything, is just my encouragement to other artists out there. If you have something you like a concept or a riff, don't throw it out.
Yeah.
Just wait a little longer, and it'll come.
Yeah.
And cook.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, here is Fox and the Bear on Hunter at Sunrise.
I guess I know your face, but I don't know your name. How do they call you, the ones you're close to? 'Cause in my sweetest dream, you're still there haunting me. I ask and question, you give no reason. Just hold my hand until I wake. Fleeting love, are you here to stay? Have you hung up your shoes, quit your running days? Fleeting love, is it safe to say that you're sticking around? Oh, how you've changed your ways. My tongue I can untie when you are at my side. You leave me speechless.
for good this time.
Is beating
you.
Over here.
Jeez,
that was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. So I listened to that song and I said, she seems to be singing to love itself. Am I right there?
Yes. Oh, wow. You're so
so
good.
Poetic.
Wow. Yes. You see between the lines. I love it. Yeah. I originally wrote it in my teenage angst of being, like, so frustrated, like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I find love? I didn't know anything. But as I grew up and, like, kept rewriting the song, I was like, okay, it's just more of love itself, of finding the right love. And, like, it's more of not getting your hopes up kind of thing. It's kind of, like, that tension of, like, oh, is this it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to the record. I think I told you this before.
Yes.
And I said, someone is in love on this record. And that would be you, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think so.
So why don't you tell the news here, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I just got engaged in July.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
It's more than just engaged, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I'm...
Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting...
Forget that I just said that.
Yes, we have been like talking about doing a courthouse wedding, but yeah, we are engaged. But
that's
that's really exciting. Yeah,
and she can't go swimming.
Now,
she'll drown. Her ring will drag her to the bottom.
Oh, yes,
of the ocean.
Denise is going to get close up for everyone online.
Yes, there it is.
Everyone
if you're watching on Facebook,
you
are seeing the ring. Now,
yes.
Now, did the guy do the Travis Kelce thing with the flowers everywhere?
No, not that big. We did go to a lighthouse in North Carolina. Yeah, we went to Bodie Island Lighthouse.
Yeah, it's a
which
beautiful
is,
lighthouse.
Or, yeah, that was like one of our first like big dates that we did. Like we did a road trip together. So it was really special to go back together. And I was totally shocked. Because I suspected that he was going to propose soon, but I just didn't know when.
Yeah.
So I just kept going like, is it now? Is it now? And then I'm like, he totally took me off guard.
But yeah, what did he like said, turn around. You guys were back to back.
Oh,
doing,
yeah.
Like,
we were taking a picture.
Like, the gun, like the like you hold up
finger
like guns finger or something.
Guns, yeah, really? Silly photo. Yeah, he's very silly. So it wasn't like out of the norm. I was like, okay, we'll take a silly photo, babe. That's
right.
Great.
And then she turns around. And then he's like down on one knee, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah,
yeah."
So it was great. I lucked out. I got a good one.
Yes. So. Well, I wish you both the best.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
Yes.
And I wish we could talk more about this, but we're running a little bit short.
There's music to play.
And we want one more song. Yeah. One more song from this album, Feels Like Home.
Yes.
Talking with Fox and the Bear here on Under at Sunrise. What do you want to play now?
We're going to play one that we've played you before, because we kind of want to keep it a little bit of a secret until we get
on
to the release.
It is,
yeah.
Because it is the single, so it still is on the album.
So this is Trust Fall, which you have heard before on this very show.
I actually have played this song on this very show.
Yes.
Twice.
So, thank you.
So we're going to end it with something old. Oldie but a goodie.
Okay. Here's Fox and the Bear on Under at Sunrise.
I've been doing the math, calculating the risk, the pros and the cons, the checks on the list. Darling, I don't know where you fit. I don't know. Second guessing my steps, is it moving too fast? Is it all in my head? Is it rose-colored glass? Tell me how long do feelings last? I don't know. Did you come to harm or hold? I don't know. Pull me close, leave me lonely. I don't know. I don't know where I am. I don't know where we stand. I'm just lost in the dark. I'm just holding your hand. Is it a house just built on sand? I don't know. Did you mean what you say? Could you say it again? Could you cross your heart over and over? 'Cause I've been here before, it was just all pretend. I don't know. Did you come to harm or hold me? I don't know.
Fox and the Bear. Guys, thanks for coming down here today and doing this live on the air with us.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been a joy. Thank you so much, as always.
Yes, and the name of the album is Feels Like Home, and it'll be out on the 5th, September 5th, which is Friday, I believe. So be looking out for that. And it's on vinyl, too, friends.
Yes. Finally.
Yes.
Come see us at the Annex on the 20th. Come party with us.
Yes, for
you
sure.
And Denise should come if you can.
We're gonna try. Is that a Friday night or a Saturday?
It's a Saturday night.
Well, we'll try to make it.
Logan Bath is gonna be there as well.
Oh wow!
Yeah, Logan Bath. Tanya Gallagher, just like completely.
Tanya Gallagher.
Yeah.
Right. She, you know, she's been on the show once.
Oh, well, she's coming back. She is just like, they are both such talented talented, like, yeah, such talented musicians and artists. So definitely worth coming out to see.
Yeah.
Well, that's September 20th mm-hmm. at the Annex in yes. Norfolk. Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you the best with this album. I've listened to the whole thing now, and it's really quite good. And we're going to be playing quite a bit of it coming up in September. So,
thank you.
Well, thanks for giving it. Thanks for giving it to me too. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.